T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go again. It's unfortunate, but there is never a lack of people that need to get closure because they've been ghosted. So we're going to start off now with Jacob. Good morning, Jacob.
Hello.
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Hey, tell us about Rebecca. What happened?
So we had actually already gone on one date, then went over to her house. She said, go ahead and bring some booze. So I picked some red wine, some beer, went on over. We played some games, and I got pretty drunk. Then she had said, hey, if you don't mind, she's like, I don't really want you driving or anything like that. So she's like, go ahead and just crash on my couch. I was like, yeah, no problem. So I pass out. I wake up the next morning. She's gone, and I'm like, okay. I was a little hungover, so I went. I made a couple of eggs.
Wait, hold on.
Dude.
So you spent the night at her house, and then you woke up the next morning, and you just started making eggs in her kitchen?
I only used two. I was like, if it's really like that two. Big of a deal, like it's going to be
like it's not that
20
big of a deal.
Cents.
And you cleaned up?
Oh, yeah. No, I made sure to like do all the dishes and stuff like that.
Dang, dude. You're a keeper. Jeez.
You know, I didn't want to be like rude, but like my head was killing me. I was like, I just need to have like something on my stomach.
Yeah.
She still wasn't back. And I was like, well, maybe she went off to work or something. So I shot her a text and I just headed out the door. I haven't heard anything back, though. So I don't really know what's going on. I thought that we had a good first couple of dates. But yeah.
I do think it's a little weird that you made breakfast.
I mean, you know what's funny is it seems a little weird to you because he did that. But if a girl did that,
I would think that's weird. I think I would be very upset.
Oh, you would?
Yes. Oh, I would 100%.
Be like, I'd be like, that's my future wife right there.
No.
That's what I would say.
Remember, did she just bust it in here and just started making eggs?
Yeah.
That's awesome. No.
Booker doesn't like anybody going through his stuff.
No.
I mean, the kitchen? Well, what are you hiding
now
in there?
Now you know what kind of eggs he buys. Too much information.
No.
If it's any consolation, they didn't seem like they were like any super expensive. Like,
no, that's not the point, no, bro. That's not what I'm saying. Anyway.
I get it. I'd be upset because I would feel this level of comfort that the other person assumed that we didn't have yet.
Okay.
Why would you just help yourself?
Right.
That's weird.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, let's call Rebecca and see if we can figure out what happened. All right.
Hang on.
Hi,
Rebecca?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning with Jacob.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing a radio segment called Waiting by the Phone, and Jacob contacted us because he said he went out with you and came over to your home, and you guys had a good night playing some games and just got a little awkward when he woke up because you weren't there, and he has been trying to reach you, and he hasn't heard anything. So we thought maybe if we were in the middle of this conversation, we can keep it civil and maybe help him get some answers as to what happened and maybe get it off your chest. Or maybe if nothing happened, we can clear up that confusion as well.
Sure, I guess.
So are you upset with him? Did he cross a line? Are you just not interested? Or have you just not had time? Or what's the deal?
Okay, so first of all, did he tell you everything?
That sounded like it.
After that night?
Well, not sure. He said that you guys went out, y'all went back to your place,
Yes.
He was a little intoxicated. You invited him to spend the night on the couch.
Which was very nice.
He woke up the next morning. He didn't feel so hot, so he made a couple of eggs, cleaned up, and then left.
Wait. He made food?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I know he cleaned almost my entire apartment. I didn't know. I basically eat out all the time, so I haven't even opened my fridge in a couple of days. Uh-huh. I didn't even know that happened.
Oh. So that you were mad about that because I thought that maybe...
She didn't know to be mad about it because she didn't know about it.
So what was it that upset you? What did he do?
Okay, well, first of all, one thing I noticed was that I did have some dishes in the sink and all of those were gone. My entire bed had been made. I leave it completely messy. So the blankets had been made in the bed and extra blankets had been folded. The pillows had been fluffed. My carpets had been vacuumed because I could see the track marks, and stuff had been tossed out from the trash.
Okay, all of this sounds wonderful.
You would not be creeped out?
What?
What? What are you talking about?
Wait, hold on. I was thinking that you spent the night in your bed, but he spent the night on the couch. Now, if he spent the night in the bed, woke up. Now, I've done that before. Where I have made the bed, if she's not there.
You have?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That's creepy.
That's creepy?
That's weird. Yes.
If a woman had spent the night in my home.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And for whatever reason, I leave to go to work, uh-huh. which I wouldn't, that would never happen. But let's just say it did.
Uh-huh.
And I got home and my bed was made. I would be like, wow, that's really, really polite.
But I think it goes back to the where he didn't sleep in the bed.
Yeah, right. Now, that's a whole different thing. He actually went into her bedroom. Jacob, you're awfully quiet here, bro. Now's the time to pipe up here.
Is he still even there?
Okay, so I will say this.
Yes,
I did not sleep in her bed, but she brought me a blanket whenever I was sleeping on the couch. So I was taking, I folded the blanket, and I was taking it back into the bedroom. And I noticed her bed hadn't been made.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to, just leave a folded blanket on top of, a messy bed. So I was like, well, I'll make the bed.
Okay.
And then I'll be honest with you, it's kind of not been vacuumed for a while. So I was like, I'll get to those. And then I had to empty the vacuum cleaner. So I went to go empty it in the trash. The trash was a little
gone.
I was like, well, I'll just take that out. So it kind of became a little bit of a domino effect.
Now, these are all good intentions. You got to look at the core of what happened here, okay? His intentions were good.
Yes. Yeah.
And he cleaned your home. He made your bed. He folded the sheet. He took out the trash. Golly, in the whole scheme of things, that's pretty awesome, in my opinion, right?
I've loved it since he said he made his own breakfast there.
Well, now that was weird to me. Everything else has been great. Sarah, you're, I think, on the opposite side of the train tracks.
Yeah, if I just didn't know a guy very well and we'd only gone on one date and I had let him sleep on my couch, to me, that number one means I don't like you that much.
True.
I'm already separating you from me. And so then the fact that came home to a clean apartment that a guy I don't know cleaned, it almost feels, my apartment wasn't good enough for you. I don't know.
That's
how you feel. See, I was on board a little bit with Sarah, but then when you said that, I thought okay, so he went through my apartment.
Went through my stuff.
Yes. Again, it all matters on if she liked him or not.
That's true.
I just wanted to, kind of say thank you. So I was kind of just trying to straighten up a little bit before I headed out.
So the intentions are good. Are you saying that you're still not interested in going out again, Rebecca?
I feel like a lot of serial killers also have good intentions. So I'm sorry. I don't feel like that's a good enough of an excuse.
Wow.
To have done all of that. And again, like I said, it was one date. And the only reason why I let him stay was because he wasn't just drunk. He was he was beyond drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have even been good for him to get into an Uber and go
home.
That's
very nice.
So I'm not heartless. So yeah, I wanted him to stay and crash on the couch. But I also thought that it was a hint. Hey, you're on the couch. And I didn't text you the next day and I left. I kind of thought that those were big enough hints.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jacob, but I have no desire to go out again.
So really, she just doesn't like him, and that's why she didn't call him back. And then all the other stuff happened, which just confirmed,
that she
sealed
like
the deal. Yeah.
Yeah, like if she did like him, she'd be like, oh my God, yes. girl, he made my bed.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
He folded the sheets.
Yes.
He took out the trash. This yes. is my next husband.
Yes. So you didn't make a mistake, Jacob. She just didn't like you.
That sounds so wow. bad.
I know.
Me.
I'm just,
please, Sarah.
No, I'm just
you
being
put
honest.
It so delicately.
Wow.
I feel so much already.